This is Larry London bringing you the world's best variety after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says the world is appalled by the beheading of a journalist, and Francois Hollande calls for an international conference on the Islamic State militants. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the entire world is appalled by Islamic State militants' beheading of an American journalist, James Foley, in the Middle East.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done, and we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
The American leader made his comments today from his vacation stay on the North Atlantic coast. French President Francois Hollande has called for an international conference to discuss the militant group Islamic State that has seized territory in Iraq and Syria. Mr. Hollande told the Le Monde newspaper today that there needs to be a global strategy to address the group that he called well-structured, well-financed, and in possession of sophisticated weapons. He said the situation is the worst the international community has faced since 2001. Police in Liberia's capital have fired tear gas at protesters who were upset that the government placed a quarantine on their neighborhood to fight the spread of Ebola. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf ordered the quarantine on Tuesday.
This means there will be no movement in and out of those areas.
She also added that the measures were meant to save lives. She said the government is having difficulty controlling the spread of Ebola. This is VOA News. Israel and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip carried out dozens of attacks on each other today, with one Israeli airstrike killing the wife and infant son of the Hamas military leader in Gaza. Israel said it hit more than 90 targets in the Palestinian enclave along the Mediterranean, one of which struck the house of the Hamas military commander, Mohammed Deif. Hamas said he is still alive, but the raid killed his wife and son. Afghanistan's attorney general has ordered a New York Times journalist to leave the country after the newspaper ran a powerful story saying that the Afghan government officials were threatening to seize power to break the current presidential election impasse. In a statement today, the attorney general's office said Matthew Rosenberg must depart the country within 24 hours. An attorney general spokesman said the story goes on against national interest and the security of the country. The Ukrainian military says it has reclaimed control of a crucial town in Donetsk province following heavy fighting with pro-Russian separatists. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports.
Ukrainian national security spokesman Andrei Lysenko says the military is now in control of the town of Ilovaisk. During yesterday and part of today, he said, the Ukrainian army managed to enter the town completely. He says he cannot say the city is fully freed of terrorists, but says it is under the control of Ukrainian forces. Lysenko described the town, 40 kilometers from the city of Donetsk, as a crucial logistical hub for separatist fighters, with train lines and major roads serving as supply lines. The spokesman said separatist fighters are continuing to launch counterattacks against Ukrainian forces from the area. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
Pakistan's ambassador to India has defended his meeting with Kashmiri separatist leaders despite criticism from New Delhi, which subsequently called off diplomatic talks with Islamabad. Abdul Basit said Kashmiris are stakeholders in the diplomatic process, adding that it has long-standing practice to meet with them. At least 35 people died today when landslides buried dozens of houses on the outskirts of Hiroshima, Japan. Television footage showed residents and rescue workers searching the rubble of suburban homes for survivors. The Japanese prime minister ordered several hundred soldiers to help with rescue efforts. Dozens of protesters demonstrated peacefully today in front of a Missouri courthouse, where prosecutors are expected to begin presenting evidence in the fatal shooting of a black teen by a policeman. A grand jury convening in the city of Clayton will review the evidence and determine whether to charge Darren Wilson in the August 9th death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.